Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What is Moondog?
Moondog Makers and Bakers is not just a catering company. It's blending tradition with innovation and something familiar just done differently. To get a taste of what they're truly all about, you can order some awesome merch, crafted spice blends, or request catering for your very own event. MoondogMakersandBakers.com.
Welcome in, everybody, to this impromptu recorded edition of the Rebel Report. My computer, sitting right there, just decided it was not going to work tonight. I don't know. I tried everything. I rebooted it, all that stuff, and we're just... I just can't live stream tonight, so sorry about that. We're going to do some quick thoughts on the college football playoff poll. Very good news for Ole Miss, although I do think that they could still be considered slightly underrated. However, Ole Miss now, they are in if the season would end today. Obviously does not, but all they have to do is win out, and Ole Miss will make the playoff. Football will take care of itself, as it always does. There are teams in front of them that are going to lose because that's what happens in college football. But they jumped Georgia after their dominating win over Georgia. And there's a few other things that we can take away from this poll as well. So again, my name is Michael Borky. I'm glad you're here. I would invite you please to subscribe to the podcast. They're usually done a little bit differently than this, but please do so. Subscribe wherever you get them. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe. And leave a rating and a review. Also, like the video and subscribe to the channel if you have not already. And leave a comment. I read the comments and engage with them. So hope if you're here, you will comment as well. Again, my name is Michael Borky. Follow me on all social medias, B-O-R-K-E-Y. And this edition of the Rebel Report is presented by the Gregory Law Firm, DJ Gregory. No longer in Saltillo, he's in Fulton now, but he still can service the entire state of Mississippi, especially you small business owners out there. I know if you're a small business, if you have not needed legal advice yet, that day may come. Or if you're thinking about starting a small business, DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, also personal injury. So if you've been personally injured and you think that you have a legal claim, 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799. 9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today, the Gregory Law Firm, for all of your personal injury, small business, or contract disputes. Presenting the Rebel Report. So I'll start with the bottom of the poll and work my way up. Number 25 is Tulane. Number 24 is Auburn. Well, I'll start with Tulane, actually. Glad to see them work their way back up into this poll. I think that there's a chance that Tulane is the best group of five team in the country. I think that there's a chance that they are. A lot of work to do in the last 3 weeks, though, to move up. And I do think that they have a bye mixed in there as well, does Tulane. So we'll see. Number 24, Army. The disrespect for Army at number 24. I mean, I know they're sitting behind three SEC teams in Clemson. If Army played the three SEC teams in Clemson, they probably would lose to them. But I do think it's wild disrespect to the Black Knights to be sitting at 9-0 and to be ranked at 24. Missouri at 23. I think that's a joke, and I think that that joke will be laughed off stage here this weekend in Columbia, South Carolina. LSU, after a loss, falls down, a dominating loss, falls down to number 22. Now, LSU hanging on in the rankings. Forgive me, a little bit of a cold. LSU hanging on in the rankings is good for Ole Miss, though. So, although they got dominated and they lost their third game, LSU still being ranked, I think, is beneficial for Ole Miss because, quite simply, it's a road-ranked overtime loss. So as long as LSU hangs around the rankings, that I think does help Ole Miss's resume. South Carolina at 21, speaking of resumes and getting help, especially after the Gamecocks get a win over Missouri this weekend, that's a big win in hindsight for Ole Miss. Didn't feel like it at the time. Was certainly not a game on the schedule that we looked at as what's going to be now a pretty stout line item on the resume, is going into Columbia, South Carolina, and not just winning the game, but they beat the hell out of South Carolina. I mean, it wasn't close from the first possession of the game on. And so South Carolina being at 21, they're a two-score favorite against Missouri this weekend, so presumably they will rise. They also have to play Clemson later in the year. If South Carolina can keep stacking wins, that also bodes well for Ole Miss. Clemson at 20, Louisville at 19, Washington State at 18, Colorado at 17, I think that you want Colorado to lose. Not for any other reason besides you want the Big 12 to be a one big league. So whoever faces BYU in the Big 12 championship, or maybe BYU loses this weekend in the win. Well, now that I think about it, it might be better if just they all lost. You want the Big 12 to be a one-bid league. Colorado sneaking up there is not great for the bubble teams. Kansas State at 16, Texas A&M at 15, SMU at 14. So Ole Miss did a lot of jumping, obviously, going from 16 to 11. Boise State at 13, so Ole Miss jumped Boise State. Georgia at 12, and Ole Miss at 11. So let's start there. Georgia at 12, Ole Miss at 11. I was afraid, quite frankly. I had a little bit of a fear that Georgia would still be ahead of Ole Miss, whether it be for brand power or schedule or whatever. I kind of was thinking that might happen, and it did not. So the committee got that right. Ole Miss proved on the actual field. It'd be different if it was like a field goal in overtime. On the road, but Ole Miss dominated Georgia from 2 minutes into the game on. And they should, regardless of what happens this weekend with Tennessee and Georgia, Ole Miss should remain in front of the Bulldogs in unless they lose. Ole Miss is better than Georgia. They showed it on the field. They should maintain that spot in front of Georgia. I'm also just kind of like expressing fear to you guys. I am afraid that Georgia beating Tennessee could jump Ole Miss again. I have no basis for that other than, you know, the Georgia brand and all that stuff could do that. I don't think it should, but that's something that I would be curious about as these rankings get released next week. So Ole Miss at 11, Alabama at 10, Miami at 9. To be honest with you, I would have put Ole Miss at 9. I understand why they're not. Alabama's losses are better than that of Ole Miss's at this point. Tennessee being one of Alabama's losses, and also Vanderbilt is better than Kentucky. Why do we know that? Because they proved it on the field. I do think right now, today, Ole Miss is better than Alabama, but I have no qualms about Alabama being at 10 and Ole Miss at 11. Totally fine. Alabama's losses are better. And where I have quote-unquote issue is Miami at 9. I think if Miami and Alabama played today, it would not be particularly close. I think if Miami and Ole Miss played today, I don't think it would be particularly close. I know that their record is better, but what is Miami's best win? What's their best win? Is it Duke? Is it Florida? I mean, it's probably Florida. Is it Virginia Tech? What has Miami done that has warranted the benefit of the doubt, other than just having a 1 in the loss column instead of a 2? But if you were asking me to rank these teams, I would put both Ole Miss and Alabama ahead of Miami. And quite frankly, if we really wanted to get funky, I would put both Alabama and Ole Miss ahead of Notre Dame. And some people would disagree with that. Notre Dame, by the way, at 8. But I do think when it's all said and done, when you compare those two teams and Notre Dame, the two are better than the one. Neutral site, road, home doesn't matter to me. I think Ole Miss and Alabama both have more offensive firepower. They're both peaking at the right time. And especially in the context of Ole Miss, which is why you guys are here, Notre Dame can really only run the football. And Ole Miss is the number two rush defense in all of college football. They're first in sacks and tackles for loss. I think that would be a really bad matchup, quite frankly, for Notre Dame. Tennessee at 7, I expect that to take care of itself this weekend when Tennessee loses to Georgia. If that goes down like that, both Ole Miss and Georgia will jump Tennessee. BYU at 6, Indiana at 5, Penn State at 4, Texas at 3, Ohio State at 2, and Oregon at 1. So the combination of Texas, Penn State, and Indiana, that combination has 0 ranked wins. The 3 of them combined have 0 ranked wins. Indiana, of course, has to play Ohio State in 2 weeks. That should take care of itself, but very bad resumes there. BYU has one win, and that's over SMU, who's number 14. So that actually is a nice looking win for BYU ultimately. But there are there's a lot of vulnerability when I look at this ranking, and like I'm not going to look at the bracket right now. Although Ole Miss matching up with Penn State and BYU, which is what they would be matched up with, would be a dream, right? What a great pairing that is. But right now, I think the bracket is totally irrelevant because the aforementioned Tennessee-Georgia situation. You know, there's a very good chance that Tennessee is, by this time next week, completely out of the bracket altogether. Ohio State-Indiana, one of them, Ohio State could have their second loss or Indiana could have their first. And if you look at Indiana's resume, I think a one-loss Indiana should not be in front of the two-loss Alabama or Ole Miss. They did it with Miami. I don't think that they can do that with Indiana, considering the resume. So there's still so many moving parts here. We know Texas still has to play Texas A&M. We know Indiana has to play Ohio State. Tennessee has to play Georgia. Hell, Notre Dame's got to play Army here coming up soon. Miami can certainly get got between now and the ACC championship game. So there's a lot of moving parts. No doubt that there's a lot of moving parts, but it should be really encouraging, I think. It should be really encouraging that Ole Miss sits at number 11 right now. If the season ended today, they would be in. It's this simple. Win your last two games, and you're a college football playoff team. Win your last two games, and the only thing that you're discussing is whether or not you're going to be at home. College football is going to take care of the rest. It always does. The podcast, I know this is a short one tonight, is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your office technology needs. So them I sent you, get a complimentary office technology assessment. So if you're in Mississippi and you need technology in the office, absms.com is the website, and tell them that I sent you. The podcast is also brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you want to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. So Thursday I will be in Tupelo. Hey Dad and I will be doing the radio show in Tupelo. But what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to do like a who to root for guide, and that will be Thursday's show. So I'm sorry, no live stream tonight or Thursday night. My computer didn't want to let me tonight. But that will be Thursday's show, is a who to root for guide for this weekend. Hey Dad and I are going to work on it and kind of workshop it and try to figure out, hey, you're an Ole Miss fan, who should you be rooting for? I think you should be rooting for Georgia, for example. I think that you need to be rooting for whoever's playing Miami, for, you know, those kind of things. You want Boise State to keep winning, for example. So we'll look at those kind of things and work our way through it and give you a who to root for guide this weekend in college football. But Ole Miss at number 11, win, and they are in. The committee has absolutely shown that. They, by and large, are giving the SEC the benefit of the doubt. And like I keep saying, the rest will take care of itself. Thank you guys for tuning in. A little unconventional, but I'm glad that you're here regardless. And I will talk to you again on Thursday. We'll see you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.